That's the concept. The glass is the concept of transparency. That's what Renzo Piano did, at least. Pardon? No, no. Yes.
So, it's done a fantastic job. But this is transparency. Everything
glass. Yeah, but if you can see, we have also shades, so sometimes we have to. Well, I extend a warm welcome to you, Mr. Dimitris Avramopoulos. EU Commissioner, responsible for migration, home affairs and citizenship. Quite a burden, I must say. And to your delegation. And I thank you for being here to address us tonight on issues that are of great interest, obviously, to our country as well. I introduced the members that are present here. I have Honorable Anus Agius Decelis, Chairman of the Social Affairs Committee, Honorable Frater Zambi Demek, who is also the opposition spokesperson for migration. So, let me warn you to be prepared. Dr. Michael Falzon, Honorable Michael Falzon, who was also, when we were in opposition in the previous legislature, the Interior Affairs spokesperson for the opposition. And obviously you've met Honorable Carmelo Vela, the Minister, the Minister for Security and Interior Affairs. As you may be aware, migration will also be one of the priorities of Malta's EU presidency. Mass migration, which has been affecting us in the Central Mediterranean for the last 15 years, now it's a multifaceted phenomenon, comprising with a variety of issues, such as illegal and irregular migration, refugees, plus persons who qualify for international protection, and economic migrants. The Dublin Regulation, the Common European Asylum System, burden sharing and solidarity, relocation and resettlement, the loss of life, which it's of utmost importance, especially during the crossings in the Mediterranean, human trafficking, and relations with countries of origin and transit, and the list, I believe it's infinite. We can keep on talking till tomorrow. With regard to home affairs, we find the protection of the borders of the EU, including Frontex, and our country lies on the southern border of the EU, together with the fight against terrorism and organized crime. Mr. Commissioner, we are all ears to hear what you have to say to us about your portfolio, and we are aware that on certain issues there are divergent views and stands being taken by member states. And so, at times, it is not an easy job to obtain consensus, not to mention also the difficulty in implementing decision taken. I myself was at a conference in Bratislava, the Common and Foreign Security Defense Conference for parliamentarians, and unfortunately, even there, the presidency didn't even want to mention the relocation program by the Commission, and we had such a big time in trying to mention something that's already there. So, I'm afraid that sometimes the European Union, it's not unified when it comes to migration, and we don't apply solidarity in its wide sense of the world, and it's like a solidarity, a supermarket solidarity, and some states don't like to apply it when it comes to solidarity with migrants and the relocation plan. But, Mr. Commissioner, the floor is yours. First, I'll give you the opportunity, and then we'll open the floor for questions and comments. Thank you very much.
I would like also to tell you that I'm more than happy to be back in Malta. It's a place, it's a country, it's an island that I have in my heart since many years ago. I don't know whether you know that. I'm an honorary citizen of Valletta. And also I bear with great pride one of the...
This is my constitution.
I should say that, because he belongs to our political group.
But maybe I'm wrong.
You never know. Between us, off the record, I try to find the differences between socialists and Christian Democrats and conservatives in Europe. And the more we try to find them, the more noise we create, because there are no real strong arguments. A lot of things have changed since the beginning of this century, especially in the aftermath of the Second World War. Now, I believe personally, yes, I belong to a political family, no doubt about it, but it is the era of synthesis. And democracy is the political art of synthesis, but it is the harshest one, because politics since the ancient times till now are characterized by a lot of opposition, even on issues that in our eyes looks correct. Sometimes running around Europe, I ask many of our colleagues there, why do they oppose to their governments from the moment they know that if they take over one day, they will do the same thing? But that's another story. And I also have another title. I have been decorated by your president, DaMarco. I visited today his statue. Yes. Actually, it was the very first time I came to Valletta, to Malta. Since then, I've been here in my previous capacity as Foreign Minister of Greece. And, of course, during my tenure as Commissioner, I have been here 3 times, if I'm not wrong. I was lucky enough 1 year ago to miss the flight and spend the night here and enjoy nightlife in Malta. Yes. No, even that night, I didn't pay anything. Because you Maltese, you are like Greeks. For your guests, their mind do not count. I'm following with great interest. It is obvious what's happening in the area. But as you all know, the main issues of my portfolio, although in the beginning some believed that it was a problem of Malta, of Southern Europe, now it has become not European or pan-European, global. By saying so, I want to tell you that we work very hard in order to give global dimensions to the management of the migration and the refugee crisis. You are aware of what we discussed recently in New York, which was theoretically a very successful meeting. Now we have to see how all these countries will start delivering, because when we talk about migration and the refugee problem, it's good to know that more than 70 million people around the world are refugees right now. The majority, almost all of them, they are in need of international protection. They must have it. We are all bound by the Geneva Convention. We have to do it, and our citizens must also understand it. And here I would like to commend and praise Malta and the Maltese people in the way they treated all these desperate people, especially 2 years ago when Malta was one of the crossing points, if not a destination. Since then, a lot of things have changed. And in the meantime, in Europe, we tried and we still try a lot in order to adopt a common European migration policy. I can tell you, since you mentioned before, that when I was designated Commissioner of Home Affairs, Migration and Security, I could never imagine that in a short period of only 2 months, my portfolio would be the most important in Europe, because both issues are on the top of the global agenda. And we had to put together even contradictory elements of our domestic European policy and try to convince member states to follow our line. You said before that, we are very much concerned from the fact that there is lack of solidarity. It is true. It is true because from the very beginning I warned my friends in Brussels that things will not be easy, because I noticed, and it's of great concern, that many governments are following their own lonely national path. They go back to the times that politicians were addressing their domestic audience. And that's how populism knocked on the door of Europe. And right now, all along with nationalism, they are on the rise. And this is detrimental both to their countries, but they don't know it, yet, and to the European project as well. Why do I say that? Because all these schemes we adopted, the policy we all together adopted, especially in the field of relocation and settlement, in the beginning we believed that it, in a very short period we would have achieved our goal, which was to relocate 106,000 people, to resettle 25,000 people. It didn't work. Recently we have some positive signs that it has started working, but the numbers are still very low. In the meantime, as I said before, some governments, and I want to be very clear on that, because this is what I tried to say when I want to explain the situation in Europe. We all say European Union does not work. European Union is about to collapse. Some others say member states. Neither the one nor the other are correct. Governments are held responsible for the stance they adopt. And they should know that governments come and go, but their states stay. And Europe is staying. So they have to behave in a more responsible way. I use these harsh words because, okay, I'm a commissioner, no doubt about it, but I'm a politician. And I have learned throughout my political career to express my thoughts in a vocal way. Now there are some governments who do not want to share in a responsible and a solidary way the burden you mentioned before. That's where we are right now. We say that the relocation has started working, but we're in view of coming back within the next days. And I'm sure that the councils in the future will be very vibrant councils, especially if they have to cope with these issues. And I refer here to the heavy burden on the shoulders of your presidency. I have been following this way to come to the presidency, and I want to start from that, because actually that this is the purpose of my visit here, in order to come to the very first conclusion. It will not be easy, but we trust you, we trust Malta, we know that it's a genuinely European country that will defend and uphold European values and principles, because in the field of migration these principles are at stake. Because when we talk about solidarity and responsibility, it's good to clarify once again that we talk about not moral values, but legal principles enshrined in the treaties and stipulated very clearly in the founding text of the treaties. So all the ones who do not show solidarity and responsibility, they will be held accountable at a certain moment. So we have to convince them. I would prefer this discussion not to go public.